sucker for other people's pain.
I have vaginal sex with my miniature stallion. Lols.
Eat that boom boom.
And you're putting feces in your mouth.
What the fuck is that?
You need it, we got it. Flea market, Montgomery.
Shut your goddamn ass up.
We're going to
rape
her. We're
going to
take
her.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Yes, hey, freaks. Dimension back here with you for the Wednesday edition of Distorted View Daily. Finally, I've been fighting with my computer system. Fucking Adobe. I am pissed off at you and your shitty Flash product. Is anyone a huge Flash supporter at this point? Even Android phones don't really support Flash anymore. Adobe said, look, we're getting out of this, the mobile space, because we can't do it good. Fucking Flash eats up your battery. So, you know, there's tons of fucking security holes with Flash, and they're always coming out with updates. And this last one just destroyed my computer, specifically the audio functionality. And that's kind of a big deal, because I pull a lot of video to play audio clips and stuff on the show, right? So every single clip I was playing, the audio was stuttering and choppy. You know, just totally unusable. Well, I can't say that it was usable. I could have used it, but it's bad enough that it was annoying, you know? Like, you guys would probably, I'd get emails saying, what the hell was with the audio? Like, you could understand what they were saying, but it was just really... I can't even describe it. It was just very choppy, stuttering audio, right? And I use a Mac. I know. I'm a fucking Mac fag. I don't want to hear it from you Windows people. I am not, like, one of these Apple fanboys. But for what I do, Apple, you know, these computers make my job very easy. Except when, you know, fucking Flash decides to crap out on me. They make it kind of difficult to uninstall Flash. You can't just uninstall it. You have to go to Adobe's website and download and find an uninstaller. And then you have to go search for old versions of Flash. And on Adobe's website, you can download old versions of Windows versions of Flash. But you can't download the Mac ones. I had to go find a separate website or whatever. Long story short, too late, I know. I have everything under control now. I downgraded Flash, so if anyone wants to infect my computer with malware or something, now you have an in. Flash 10.3 or whatever the fuck I'm running. And today's a very important day because I've got a few XTube videos I want to share with you. Let me get on track here. I think I've discovered what the next big fetish is going to be. You know, many years ago, I started talking about furries, and boom! Everyone's a furry, it seems, you know what I mean? A lot of fur fags out there. Many of them listen to my show. So we were on the cusp of furries breaking into the big time. So I think I'm ready to, I think we can break... Oh, for the fuck's sake, these goddamn phones. I hate technology today. Why is everything so intrusive with the dinging? All right, sorry. Yeah, I think I'm ready to announce what the new big fetish is going to be. Balloons. Yeah, you think I'm crazy. You think I'm an idiot. You wouldn't be wrong. But go on XTube and search for balloons. There are tons of guys rubbing their dicks up against balloons. There's a guy who has an instructional video of how you can fuck balloon, like an inflated balloon. It's fascinating. One of my favorites is a character named Buster Balloon Guy. Now, I posted a link on our Reddit over there, distortedview.reddit.com, so you can check him out. It's very not safe for work. Lot of dick and ass and balls and hairy guys jizzing on balloons. All right, so the audio is not great. And most of them, you don't really hear anything. But just to give you an idea of what these characters are into, here's a guy enjoying some balloon fun. Get ready. Yeah, it's the sound of a dick being rubbed up against a balloon. Very sexy. This is the breakout fetish of 2012. Mark my words. This guy likes to bust balloons. That's why his name is Buster Balloon Guy. He likes to fuck balloons and then pop them with his dick. But in this video here, I think he just rubs up against... You're so loud! Look, shut up! I think he's just rubbing up against it. So there you go. It's Buster Balloon Guy. On his profile page on XTube... I think I'm the only person who uses XTube. Most people go for the YouPorn or the Porno Tube or whatever. According to Buster Balloon Guy, in his own words, he's a 51-year-old man, a kinky, fun-loving balloon fetishist living in the desert. He's 5'10", 200 pounds, and furry. Balloons are a fetish. Check out bustersworld.com. I'm into the act of inflation as much as the sensation of tight, inflated latex. I've developed a reputation for coming during the bursting of the balloon, hence the nickname Buster. Well timed, sir. Here he is blowing up a balloon, rubbing it against his leather clothing. It's squeaking. See how the audio's a little choppy? That's how everything was. There he goes. He popped it. Got a satisfied grin on his face and a big thumbs up. So there you go. Check out bustersworld.com for more on this balloon fetishes. The other thing I found on XTube, very interesting, there are instructional videos out there. Not like anal how-tos and stuff, but this is like more domestic. This is like Martha Stewart shit. Like how to craft a banana penis sleeve. I hope you're listening, Leanne Paisley Howell. This would make a great Simple Living segment. So there's a video series called Trey's Top Tips, and this is episode one, the pilot episode, where Trey teaches us how to masturbate with a banana.
One of my former lovers taught me how to jack off with
Oh, this audio is awful, too.
Believe it or not, slice off this part, take out the pulp, fit it on your dick, pulp. And away you go. It
feels, is that what you call that? Pulp?
Absolutely incredible.
You're hollowing out the banana so just that the peel remains.
So how do I go about showing you guys how to do this? Well, I decided it would be a great idea to do kind of like a cooking show, kind of like Emeril versus Julia Child.
I don't think I've ever seen a segment where Julia Child teaches us how to make sex toys out of food. This is Julia Child. Today I'm going to show you how to make a dildo out of a summer sausage. Today on the French Gourmet. Or whatever the fuck she's called. All right. Julia Child. Horrible impression. This program is so stupid. This is Julia Child. I'm going to show you today how to prepare Benoit balls. We're going to make some Benoit balls out of walnuts. All right, Trey, take it away.
What you need? Okay. First, you are going to need a trusty
cutting board. Okay.
One banana. Teaspoon. A fork. A knife. Preferably a sharp one. Scissors.
Jesus Christ.
And duct tape.
A spoon, fork, knife, scissors, duct tape, a banana, and a cutting board just to fashion something to stick your dick in? There's gotta be a better way. Adam and Eve coupon code FREAK at checkout.
Okay, so this is what you're gonna need. Now I'm gonna show you all you need to do. Okay, so the first thing you're gonna want to do is take your banana.
This video, by the way, is very old. That's why the audio is so shitty. Either that or maybe it's my flash fucking up again. Who knows?
And your knife. Select a banana that isn't too ripe. This one is rather ripe, but this one's for example only, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh my god, shut up. Let me fast forward here. So he cut the tip of the banana, now he's scooping out the actual banana part, the part you would eat with a fork.
And what's this doing is softening the banana up, making it easier for extraction of the pulp.
Oh yeah, he's stabbing it with the
fork. Okay, so once that is done, then we take our spoon.
Again, I'm going to fast forward here because I can't stand to listen to this. So he is basically scooping out the innards and leaving the peel intact, right? I don't know where the duct tape comes into play,
Once
though.
You get to, say, the first little bit, you're
going
to notice that the skin is going to start to fold in on itself, and you don't want that to happen.
Oh.
So that's when the duct tape comes in.
For extra support. Well, why don't you just fucking peel the banana and then take the actual banana out and then just wrap the peel in duct tape at that point.
Take yourself a piece of duct tape.
I don't understand this. This is so stupid. This goes on for 9 minutes. It's highly involved. Just to get off. I'm sure some of you guys will try it at home. Look, I am not going to play the whole thing. Let me just fast forward to the end. This is where he actually gets to use the banana fucking device that he has built.
Oh, that really feels good, guys. It's kind of cold at first, but once you get going, you won't believe how good it feels.
You look ridiculous with that banana wrapped with duct tape around your dick. Got a tiny dick, too. All right, so there you go. If you guys are poor and you want a do-it-yourself sex toy, try using a banane. Oh, there he goes. Okay, enough. Don't need to play this whole thing here. That's what a banana sounds like on your dick. Well, now I gotta see how this ends. I think I know. Oh, there he goes. Mission accomplished. Banana Foster. Okay, all right. Ended up looking like a banana split or something. All that white, creamy jizz. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominee. This one with a twist. The singer is, I'm fairly certain, retarded. This was posted on our Distorted View Reddit. If you're not a member, go to distortedview.reddit.com. Join us. You can see all sorts of crazy videos and talk with other freaks. Here is Potato Love. Oh, there's some information here. During the fall semester in 2011, nine cognitively impaired students enrolled in Fairlawn High School, varying in ages from 16 to 21. They took part in a unique journey of self-expression through music and dance. Here is the abortion they came up with. This is their graduating song, apparently. At the end of the introduction here, it says, it's true, these kids are all stars. Sure. I've never seen stars shine so dimly. Here we go.
I can almost see it. That dream I'm dreaming, but yeah. There's a voice inside my head saying, you never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move my make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying.
Oh, Jesus. Mary and Joseph. I love when retards sing because, you know, the lyrics don't quite match up with the music. They're always a little behind. It's like Dick Clark doing the countdown, rocking New Year's Eve. So many re-rees in this video. You've got to check it out. They're adorable, but come on. They should not be singing. What I love is, Jesus Christ, it would be great for DVDA. So it's a whole music video, right? And they've got like a wind machine going. So these retards are singing, these girl retards are singing, and their hair is just flowing in the make-believe wind.
I'm thinking, sometimes I knock me down, but
oh,
you know
this
I'm
is
not breaking.
They're dancing.
I love it.
Big fat black one moving.
But these little moments, yeah, I'm starting to have the most, yeah. Just hurt me going in. I gotta be strong.
Be very clear here. This is different than when I'm making fun of the elderly, because I don't like the elderly. I have no problem with the unsavory. I think they're adorable the way they, you know, try.
Some of the
my version would be any better. If I could sound any better than these retards, I've got to be at least on par with them, right? Maybe at the end of the show, I'll try singing it. So there you go. Miley Cyrus, The Climb, as sung by a group of unsavories. So the song Potato Love is a little misleading, yet extremely accurate. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, I feel like people sometimes misunderstand me. I'm misunderestimated. In that, you know, yeah, I make fun of the elderly because I really do dislike them and they're annoying, grumpy people, just miserable people. But mentally handicapped people are always, they're happy. And I've got nothing against them. They don't bother me. Although, you know, there are some retards who are awful people, like the one I told you about, that kid I went to school with. No, not I didn't go. Yeah, I guess I did go to the same school. Why was he in my school? That is really odd. I don't know why, but this kid named Ricky. Ricky, the kid masturbating and his mom walks in on him. I'm sorry, Ricky. Next time I'll knock. Yeah, there was this kid named Ricky. I remember he had really bad, like, acne or pock marks or something. And he would sit up in the front of the bus. Maybe he went to a different school. I hope he went to a different school. Or maybe they had some special classes at my high school or junior high or whatever. Regardless, he... or maybe he just wasn't as retarded as I thought he was. But, yeah, he was very... I think he was, like, Puerto Rican or something. And he had a temper on him. He would go from nice to mean in a second, and he would just start punching people and pushing them. And you couldn't do anything to him. You couldn't punch him back because, you know, life dealt him such a cruel blow, cruel hand. So, yeah, he would come and push me sometimes, and other times he'd be hugging me. You're my friend. So, you know, but, you know, I'm very compassionate. As a matter of fact, when I was in high school, I bowled with retards for some, I don't remember what it was for. But I remember me and a group of other high schoolers bowled with a bunch of Special Olympics kids. And they each gave us a bowling pin, and they all signed it for us. Oh, I wish I still had that. My mom might have it in her place. But, yeah, they bowled pretty well. I used to always joke that they would beat me in bowling. I don't know if that was the case or not, but... In hindsight, it doesn't take a lot of mental power to fucking throw a ball down an alley. I think bowling is the perfect sport for retards because there's always that chance you're going to knock some pins down unless you're completely off and you hit the gutter. So that's a good, that's a feel-good sport for the mentally handicapped. If you're a professional bowler, you're right up there with the retards. All right, I don't know what I'm talking about. Let me just say this. If you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. Support the program. It's only $6.99 a month. If you sign up and you email me your address, I'll send you off some bumper stickers. How about that? If you sign up for a yearly, boom, I will send you some stickers and a poster. Yeah, that's how badly I would like some new signups. Full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Yesterday, I did about 20 minutes of bonus show. Tomorrow, we've got an exclusive program. Great time to sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories. Then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we got a story from near Atlanta, specifically Henry County. Henry County authorities are scrambling to locate anybody who has had contact with six kittens given away by two women in the parking lot of a Walmart. First of all, don't ever accept anything handed to you in the parking lot of a Walmart. It's either going to be counterfeit, drugs, or... infected. Guess what the problem was with the kitty cats? All of the cats are believed to be rabid. The Henry County Animal Care and Control Department needs to find out who gave away the kittens and who has them now, said spokesman Vince Farah on August 25th, a Saturday. A man who wanted to remain anonymous accepted one of the kittens, an orange tabby, and took it home to his family. Oh, look at it frothing at its mouth. It's adorable. It's just hungry. The other kittens were orange and white. After a week, the kitten started to act sickly, prompting the new owner to take it to the Southern Crescent Vet Clinic. Why would you not take the cat immediately to the clinic to get him checked out? You know what I mean? Don't accept a random cat and then not get him... Oh, people are retarded. During the first week at his new home, the kitten had scratched the man's wife. Now the wife is rabid, which prompted under Georgia law a 10-day quarantine and a bite report to the animal control office, said Farah. The vet at the clinic reported that the kitten was lethargic and wouldn't live 10 days. All right. The kitten was then euthanized. Tests done on the animal came back positive for rabies. Vera said it's imperative that anyone who came in contact with the free kittens, including the two women who gave them away, anyone who accepted them, or anyone who handled them at the Walmart parking lot, to come forward because they could have been scratched or bitten. And they may only have 10 days to live. The odds are 99% that every one of the kittens in the litter had rabies. Rabies, by the way, is a deadly virus if gone untreated, Farah said. He said Walmart is helping locate the kitten handlers. So there you go. Nothing is free. Nothing. Here's a perfect example. Do you remember back when a long-time listener to the show might remember this, but during the first full year of DV, we were nominated for something called the Podcast Awards or the People's Podcast Awards or something, and they held a ceremony during a podcasting expo in California. And I raised some money so I could go, because Distorted View won. It was very exciting. And I'd never won anything before for this stupid program. And so I wanted to go. And then, at the last minute, this guy came forward. He had a bunch of frequent flyer miles or something. And he was basically offering to fly any podcaster to California. So I got to go, and my friend got to go as well. I used the money that I raised for me to go, and I had my friend, you know, use these frequent flyer miles or whatever, so he could come support Distorted View in our very important win. So he said, "There's no strings attached. I just I love podcasting. I love what it's all about. I want to see you guys accept your award." So that was great. The second we got there, though, there were some strings attached. He wanted us all to go out to dinner. So it was Paul and Jeanette from the PK and J show. He flew those two out. I think Keith and the girl at the time. I don't know if the guy flew them in. I think he did, because they were at this dinner, and just a bunch of people. And he said, "Don't worry," you know, before the dinner, he said, "Don't worry about it. I got it all covered." And then, you know, the cost of the food and drinks and everything. And then when that bill came, though, he's like, "All right, everyone, empty out your pockets. What can you give me?" I'm like, "Really? I didn't want any part of this. I don't want to have a dinner with these losers." I mean, not that PK and J are losers or Keith and the girl are losers, but the guy offering the dinner was the loser. It was just an awkward dinner. Like, no one knew each other. And, you know, it was just no one was talking. I mean, they were kind of like, you know, Keith and the girl were probably talking to themselves, and there was a big long table, and you couldn't hear what was going on. It was just really bad. Then we had to pay for our fucking meals and stuff. It was so stupid, and I didn't want to eat there. It was like a hotel restaurant or something. So, yeah, nothing free. That's the point of this story. All right, second story we have for you today. Burger King is launching a black burger.
Sounds racist!
It kind of does look racist. The bun looks like it's in blackface. Like, the bun is actually black. Burned burger. Yes, it's Burger King's new black burger, made with a bamboo charcoal bun, sounds delicious, and squid ink ketchup. Ah, it's going on sale in Japan, of course, this week to mark the 5th anniversary of the fast food chain's return to the country. The limited edition dish has been created to celebrate the concept of irrationality. It will be called the Kuro in Japan, which means black. McDonald's in China hit the headlines on foodie blogs earlier this month when it was revealed it would be launching a limited edition black bun. It was topped with white sesame seeds and contained a black pepper sauce with chopped onions. Now, that sounds kind of good. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, it's a black bun, but there's black pepper sauce, chopped onions, not fucking squid ink ketchup, and some sort of bamboo shoot bun, charcoal bun. Charcoal bun, that sounds so gross. Let me see, can I save this? Try to make it today's album artwork so you guys can check this thing out. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida is the worst fucked up state.
That's true. Looks like somebody's illicit weekend party plans are all wet. 4 15-pound soggy packages of cannabis, that's pot, were discovered at dawn on Friday at the beach in Lauderdale by the Sea. The marijuana bundles apparently washed ashore just north of Angelin's Pier near Commercial Boulevard, said Broward County spokeswoman Veda Coleman Wright. "We're investigating and are asking anyone with information." Yeah, all right, like anyone is going to come forward. If you come forward with information on this pot, you are an idiot and deserve to be arrested. Yes, they want you to call Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers. Narcotics detectives estimated the haul of illegal herb was worth $50,000 to $75,000. There's going to be some idiotic stoner who thinks if he comes forward, they'll just hand him the pot. During the discovery, Reginaldo, oh, for the fuck's sake, Sequeira Azevedo was charged with a possession of a controlled substance and tampering with physical evidence. A witness told Sea Ranch Lakes police officer Carlos Gutierrez that Azevedo, I guess, picked up one of the marijuana bricks and was walking north along North Ocean Boulevard. Gutierrez or something observed as oh, Jesus, goddamn spick names. Come on. This is another reason why I hate reading Florida stories. Oh, between California and Florida, it's too much. All right. Long story short, this guy freaked out when he saw the police officer and then threw the brick of marijuana, at the sand dunes to hide it. Then he began exercising and whistling. Nothing to see here. I'm just exercising. Before eventually telling the police officer the package was, in fact, in the dunes. He was arrested and taken to BSO's district office in Lauderdale by the Sea, investigators said. While BSO's marine unit searched the Atlantic Ocean, deputies patrolled the shore looking for more of the contraband cargo. We haven't found any more, said Coleman Wright. So there you go. Anyone with information about where these drugs came from, keep your mouth fucking shut. Or call Crime Stoppers. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and then promptly get the hell out of here. Yeah, we'll do just a few voicemails today. First up...
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Long-time listener here, Dimitri. I'm just curious as to why you like Marvelous 3. I just don't see it, but...
You don't like them?
Whatever. You give me an answer now.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I liked that song Freak of the Week, and that's what song got me hooked on them. And then I got their first album, and I thought all the songs on that first album was great. And of course, I love Radio Tokyo. I discovered the band right after they broke up, though, right? So that's why I started listening to Butch Walker. If you listen to Butch Walker's first album, Left of Self-Centered, or what is it? Left of Self-Centered or something like that. It has a very Marvelous 3 sound to it. And then since then, he sort of got away from that. And I'm not as big of a fan as his new music as some of his older stuff. But I think it's great. I like
hey,
that.
Tim.
I like that power pop. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Hey, Tim. How many of your voicemail calls?
Okay. I know who that guy is.
Hi, Tim. It's Andrew from Calgary.
Hi,
you
Andrew.
Still need to update your fucking voicemail. I was listening to a recent podcast, and you cannot leave Joe. He makes the show amazing. You need to get...
Joe hasn't been a part of the show in how long? He hasn't been actually on the show in years. I mean, he did that Jonetta thing for us, but yeah. And of course, Joe actually wants to call in to the program with reports from Florida in the belly of the beast type of thing. So Joe, of course, will always be a part of DV, as long as he wants to be.
Into his mind on a bi-weekly or weekly basis. Make this happen. Come on.
He's also toying the idea. He's toying around with the idea of doing a podcast, but I don't know how committed he will be to this. But I told him he, of course, has a home on the powerful Distorted View Media Network. And so you might hear. I think it's going to be about porn or something, probably. I don't know.
Tim, it is a sad day. Another beloved actor has passed.
Oh, no.
Morgan Freeman.
What?
Died on Thursday.
I don't think that's true.
From an artery rupture.
Oh, did he? Did I miss that?
He will be missed. And another one bites the dust. Another nigger's dead.
Okay, all right, okay. God damn it! He slipped that one in there.
Jigu, Timmy Boo, long-time listener, first-time caller into the show. And Tim, I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Tim, about a year ago, maybe a little more... I haven't been listening to podcasts for a couple months, and I'm kind of getting back into things.
Good.
But I remember there being a audio clip you played on the show of a man having, from what I can tell, quite an enjoyable orgasm, although it was a very vocal one.
Oh.
And you could hear the people in the background kind of laughing at him. And
honestly,
I laughed my fucking ass off to that. And every single person that I played that clip for absolutely lost it. So my challenge to you, Tim, if you choose to accept, is find the podcast episode that is from, and I will buy a lifetime membership. And every single time that I like show a friend that clip, I will severely recommend that they subscribe to you watch all your.
Well, I definitely want a lifetime membership. Does anyone know what he's talking about? I think, is it the guy who's like who's like screaming as he's coming? Like that guy? I remember that come.
Episodes go to, you know, become a freak, basically.
Well, listen.
And I don't have a lifetime membership.
I need all of you freaks on this because I would love to have a lifetime membership sign up.
Yes. It
really helped me out. This month has been, it's taken a lot out of Timmy Boo's bank account. That trip to Florida fucking wiped me out.
But if you can get me the name of that podcast.
Probably the train ride ticket for both me and my car did not help things.
Last episode, I will do it.
Goddamn stupid gas and shit. So yeah, if anyone wants to help out and knows what this guy's talking about or maybe what show he's referring to. That'd be very helpful.
Tim, oh, I played it's that. A sad day.
Oh, I guess we played all the voicemails. I guess we can play this one.
Hey, Tim, how many of your voicemail calls on your voicemail show are going to be...
Ah, damn it. All right. I don't know. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it okay?
Oh, excuse me, Ricky.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. If you're sideshow freaks, I'll see you back tomorrow for the Thursday program. Otherwise, I will be back to end the week with the Friday show. Till then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. I can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaking, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you have to lose. And about how fast I get there. And about what's waiting on the other side. It's the clown. Tell me that doesn't sound better than the retard singing. The struggles I'm facing. The chances I'm taking. Sometimes they knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going and I gotta be strong. Just keep pushing on. Another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Here's the climb. I'm always gonna wanna make you move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes you gotta have to lose. Ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. the faith, baby. It's all about move, all about the climb, all about the climb. Keep the faith. Keep your motherfucking faith. Miley Cyrus.